Hello, this is your virtual guide for Module 14, English 1101. For this module, you will watch your classed video on logical comparison. Please be sure to complete the appropriate practice test. Then, complete the mastery test on logical comparison. Then, view the classed video on spelling. Complete the appropriate practice test. Then, complete the mastery test on spelling. If you submitted Expository Essay 3 and your Argument Essay to your professor for review, then, based on the returned comments, revise, edit, and polish either of these two essays. This new revised copy of either your third expository essay or your argument essay will become the third graded essay in your writing portfolio. Please label as graded essay 3. Remember to type or word process. If you did not send your last two essays to your professor and you have already completed graded essay 3, then review and polish this essay one more time and then do it before including it in your essay. I'd like to talk a little bit about persuasion and testimony in an argumentation paper. This is very important to keep in mind, so let's talk about this. What is the power of persuasion, and how does testimony make a difference? According to Richard Whately, who was a rhetorician who wrote in the 18th century, the testimony is important because it is the expert's voice that is used to support a claim. Now let's keep in mind that today in the internet and the time of written discourse, quotes and citations are also a form of testimony. So it doesn't have to be like a face-to-face experience with a person sitting on a witness stand. It can also be the verbal picture that someone uses to paint or define a concept. So, in essence, testimony occurs whenever an expert expresses a viewpoint. Now let's think about the different kinds of testimony. There is spontaneous testimony. And a spontaneous testimony can include a confession. It tends to be unplanned. It seems to be genuine and unscripted. It's the result of interviews. You can also find spontaneous testimony in things like chat rooms, ads, news groups. Also, you can find them in discussion boards. These are places where people essentially talk about the benefits of something, or they talk about their views and their experience with something. Now, let's keep in mind that if the spontaneous testimony is the result of an interview, although it seems unbiased, the questions can actually be pretty coercive, and the questions can be concealing some kind of agenda. It's sort of the, well, when did you last beat your wife type of thing, or when did you stop beating your wife? I mean, how do you answer that without actually stepping right into the trap of the interviewer? Another kind of testimony is negative testimony. So you don't have to speak to give negative testimony. You might say, well, how is it testimony if you're not speaking? Think about it this way. If you fail to speak up and to defend, for example, character assaults, then it's basically the same as negative testimony. So the failure to defend when you hear somebody being attacked or assaulted verbally is more or less the same as agreeing. So in essence, it's negative testimony. Now, another trap is that if you spend a lot of time refuting negative claims, you may be, in essence, reinforcing the negative. It's interesting, isn't it? negative testimony is a very tricky thing. Let's talk about concurrent testimony. If several unrelated individuals have the same or similar testimonies, it has much more impact than that of a single individual. Corroboration boosts credibility, and hence it boosts persuasiveness. So let's think about this. You've got 9 birds with the same story. Well, you tend to believe it after a while, especially if these people don't know each other and they don't tend to have any possibility of having talked to each other or corroborated. These are independent. The character of the witness is very important. The majority of your readers will believe the testimony of an individual who is a solid, respected citizen. They will tend not to believe one whose character has been impugned. Further, an outsider has difficulty because it's harder to establish character. So the character of a witness is critical, and if you're thinking about trying to find a witness for your testimony and trying to employ the power of testimony, if you use an outsider, it's challenging. So at the end, let's think about this again to recap. In writing an argumentation paper, the core job that you have is to persuade your reader. You're persuading your reader to believe something, and you may be encouraging that reader to do something. And in order to do that, you often need to trot out the facts, of course, and take a position, but you also need something to bolster your position. A very powerful way to do that is to use testimony. So thank you for listening. This is your virtual guide. You have just completed this module. Thank you.